In today's video, I'm going to walk through my experience at Running Man Festival 2023, and I'm going to share five lessons that I learned from doing this. If we haven't met, my name is Mario Minnert. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And first thing that I should probably explain is what the heck is Running Man? So I talked about it on my last episode and in the last video, but Running Man is a running festival that is put on by Jesse Itzler and Devin Levake of All Day Running Company. And it was one of the coolest experiences that I've had just in terms of the combination between it was part running, so part endurance event. It was part of like kind of like a mindset and like speakers and workshop, also part just concert, and then also like a, just the community and the people and the networking all around it was probably one of the best parts. But it's the first time that they've ever done this festival. And when I first heard about it, it was something that immediately caught my eye because in the future, I would love to put on a similar type of event that combines personal development and mindset and wellness and endurance events. So I'll give a kind of like a quick recap of what the three-day festival was like, but then I want to quickly get into just some of the lessons. I'm really big on when you go and do experiences like this, when you do endurance events, to just have some space after to reflect on what did I learn from this and then what do I want to do moving forward. And I thought this would be a cool kind of environment. I'm just kind of drinking my coffee here if you're watching the YouTube video. So let's get into it. So it was a three-day event, and day one, we ended up flying, getting into Atlanta, getting our rental car, and heading to the festival grounds. And this running festival took place outside of, I think it was Kingston, Georgia, like outside of Rome. And there was just this massive open field with all of the different glamping tents. You could bring your own tent, which is what we did. They had the world's largest sauna. They had the cold plunges. And it was this huge kind of like spectacle. They had this big stage as well. And the first day we get in there and just start talking to people. And the first day was really just about making connections with as many people as possible. We got our tent set up and they had different speakers. So at this event, they had some of the best speakers in the world. Jesse Itzler is one of the top speakers. Rich Roll was there. Courtney Dewalter, one of the top ultra marathon runners in the world. Harvey Lewis, one of the top ultra marathon runners in the world. Matt Frazier, the former CrossFit champion. Ken Rideout, a marathon age group champion in the marathon. And they had all of these different speakers and kind of like some hype building up to day two, which was the actual running event. And the festival grounds and everything took place in a big open grassy area, and they had a 1 mile track that was all around it. And on day two, that's where people could run anywhere from a 5K to a 50K. And one of the coolest things about this event, I think, is that because there was such a great community around it, because there was so much hype and so much inspiration, pretty much everybody went further than they thought that they were than they thought going into it. And it was just a really cool like running event. So there was a 1 mile track, and at the beginning, everybody kind of gathered around. It was this big kind of foggy, misty type of a morning. And my wife and I decided to make it super fun, and we rocked some pickle costumes. So we were rocking the pickle costumes. Some people were wearing costumes. There was a Forrest Gump. There was a couple of beer cans. And it was just like a fun experience. And then once the running got going, it was really more of a fun event than it was like a hard endurance challenge. There were definitely people who were running hard, but there were a lot of people that were doing this event and trying to go for their first 10K or their first half marathon or their first marathon or first 50K. And they really encouraged people to do a loop or do a couple of loops, take a break, go to the sauna, go to the different breakout sessions, go get some food at the food trucks, and then come back to the track and keep going. So that's what we ended up doing. We ran We ran together. We walked a few loops, ended up doing about 13 miles, and then we took a break and we went to the recovery lounge. We tried some Normatec boots. We got a smoothie, hung out, got some food, and then went back out there and finished. I ended up doing a full marathon, which interestingly enough, with all the endurance events that I've done from Ironmans and ultra marathons, I've never done just a marathon. So it was technically my first marathon, even though I've done 50K, 50 miler, 100 miler, Ultraman. So it was really cool for me to just like kind of check that one off of the list. And then after that, it just became going to the world's largest sauna, which was insane. They had a DJ in there. They had like coolers with drinks and then the cold plunge. And then at night, there was a performer. His name was Harry Mack. He was one of the best freestyle rappers that I've ever heard. If you've never heard of him, check out his YouTube channel. It's insane. So after that, basically just went to bed, woke up the next morning, made some more connections, and then headed to the airport. So I just talked about that really quickly, but it was amazing. It was so much fun. It was so inspiring. And as I was reflecting on it the day after, I was like, what really stands out to me about this event? That's actually what I want to go into next. There's five things that really kind of stand out to me. I had lots of pages of notes, but these are the main things that I want to highlight. And the first thing for me is that I just love being around like-minded people who want to push themselves. And that was super energizing for me. So many people that I met there are entrepreneurs. They're people that are building brands. There's people who embrace the endurance lifestyle. And it just gave my heart and my soul like a massive boost. It just made me think like, how can I get more of this? How can I stay connected? Because one of the things that when you're going after like these big goals, like we are, a lot of times like the people around you maybe don't understand, or they're not as bought into that lifestyle. And that's okay. Like there's no judgment there, but it's just really rewarding to be around other people who are going after the same things and building their businesses and prioritizing life experiences and travel and training. And that was just a really big boost to me. So that's probably the main thing that stands out. The second thing is there's nothing better than just doing experiences with the people that you love. This is probably one of the biggest things that stands out to me from all of these races that I've done. It's not necessarily the race. It's just the memories that you make with the people while you're doing it. And this is one of the main things that I'm going to remember. Like I did a marathon in a pickle costume, and I did that with my best friend and my wife, Emily, who did a half marathon in a pickle costume. And she planned on just doing the 5K because hadn't been training as much, but just from the community and the inspiration and just really the accessibility of this type of an event, she was able to do a half marathon, which was amazing. And for me, I was kind of in between, like, do I do the half? Do I do full? I've got another event that's coming up in a few weeks, so I didn't want to, like, kill myself. But I'm just so proud of myself for pushing through and doing the full marathon. So, like, doing a marathon, a half marathon in a pickle costume, that's an experience that I'm going to remember more than anything. The second thing from that experiences is we were camping at night and it was freezing cold. It got down into the 40s during the night. So I remember the second night I wore tights, sweatpants, a shirt, long sleeve, a hoodie, a second hoodie. Then I wore my pickle costume. Then I wore a winter hat. Like that's how cold it was. But that's one of the things that we're going to remember. And when you do like things like this, you put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Those are the things that you actually remember. And so we did the pickle costumes. We camped in freezing cold weather. We also got IVs for the first time, which was really cool. In the recovery lounge after doing the marathon and the half marathon, we ended up getting IVs, which helped with hydration and just recovery the next day. So to me, there's nothing better than just doing those new experiences with the people that you love. And that's something that is just kind of constantly drilled into me from doing these events. So third thing that stands out and the third thing that I learned is talk to strangers. This is like a weird thing that you don't initially, like maybe when you hear it, you might get uncomfortable thinking about it. But at this event, there were maybe 500 to 600 or 700 people there. And some of the best connections that I made, they were just complete strangers. And it just started off as a simple like comment that led to a conversation that then a relationship was formed after that. And I just remember like there was this guy that I met, his name was Clint, and I believe his partner was Katie. And we were just sitting outside of the sauna, and I was just like, I wonder what they do with this massive sauna after the event. And he was just all about it. He was a contractor. He was like, yeah, here's what they do. Like, they're going to fold this down. They're going to take it apart, like you can see. And he just started breaking down the design. And then we just started talking to him and ended up being one of the closer connections that I had at the event. Another person, his name was Joe. I just met him while I was going and waiting to get registered. We just started talking. It was just a simple conversation. And he ended up having a tent right next to us, building on that relationship. And that's somebody that I'll probably stay in touch with. Then there was another guy that I met. His name was Jared. I was just waiting to get the IVs. We started a conversation, found out he just did a 100-mile race about a week ago, had his brother included in that race. That's exactly what I did in October of last year. So we just kind of hit it off. And that's somebody that I will continue to talk to after this event. And so it's something that I'm learning that I really want to remind myself of moving forward is just talk to strangers, have that conversation, because you never know what it will lead to. So that's one thing. Moving on to the next one. This is an interesting one. It was just one yes can change everything. So just one yes can change everything. At the event, there was a documentary by Amanda McCrate, who was Jesse Itzler and Sarah Blakely's intern for 5 or 6 years. And she had this documentary that told the story of how she pitched Jesse and basically got working as a part of his business. And she documented the entire journey to the point where she now helped like start All Day Running Company. She's a co-founder, and then she's now moved on to like, you know, lots of cool, exciting things. But she debuted a docuseries that is going to be on different streaming platforms pretty soon, the first episode of it. And the whole point is when you are pursuing a big goal, when you're going after a business, when you're going after something that is, you know, out there, all it takes is one person to say yes. All it takes is one yes, and that is what changes everything. And so it was just a really cool lesson for me, and it was cool to like see this come up and this documentation of the journey. And it just really stood out to me as something that I want to continue to do. It's partly why I'm doing this video. I'm just documenting my journey, documenting where I'm at, because it's something that when you look back on it, you're going to be just proud of the progress that you made. And then the last thing that was a life lesson, something that stands out to me, is like, I can do this if I just stick with it. So I don't know if it was just seeing these big people on stage, like all these world-class ultra marathon or ultra endurance athletes like Rich Roll, Courtney Dewalter, Harvey Lewis, Matt Choi, Ken Rideout. All these people, when they're talking about how they deal with challenges in a race through their mindset, they were saying a lot of the same things that I have said on this podcast. They're saying a lot of the same things that I have lived. And it just kind of gives me encouragement to keep going. It gives me a boost that like, I know I can do this. I know I can be on that stage someday if I just keep putting the reps in, if I just keep doing what I'm doing, keep serving, keep coaching other people and providing positive, educational, entertaining content. You know, a lot of times, maybe you've done this before, if you see somebody that you follow on Instagram or a celebrity, you kind of build them up in your head as this like God or this person who is above you. But after seeing a lot of these people in person, it just humanizes them. And then it takes that like pedestal away, and it just makes you realize they're human, just like you and me. They're somebody who has put the reps in. There's somebody who put themselves in uncomfortable situations. And if I keep doing those things, then I know that I will be able to have a similar impact. I'll be on those stages talking and inspiring people. And that was just a big boost and a big takeaway for me. So those were, I mean, there were so many different things, but those are just five of the things that stand out to me. So just give you a recap. Number one, it's just so important to be around like-minded people who want to push themselves, really want to challenge you to make sure that you're doing that, that you have a community of people that are helping you along your path. Second one is just there's nothing better than doing experiences and having experiences with the people that you love. I'm going to remember doing the marathon in the pickle costume with Emily for the rest of my life. Number three, talk to strangers. Just a simple conversation. You don't know where these connections will lead. It's a big takeaway for me. Number four, sometimes it just takes one yes to change everything. And one thing I wanted to mention with that is somebody can give you your yes, but you can also give somebody their yes. That was a big thing that Jesse talked about. And then the last thing is like, I can do this if I just keep going. And I want to encourage you as well. Like if you're watching this, if you've gone this far, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, because you know, the world needs more people spreading positivity and inspiring other people the way that you are. So that's what I got. Running Man 2023, a little bit of the experience, a little bit about what I learned, counting down the days until next year, Running Man 2024. Appreciate you. I'll see you in the next one.